Can you tell us a bit about your early schooling?
What I remember is being placed in corners to play with toys, basically. And I enjoyed sports. That's all I can sort of remember. I don't remember any sort of work I did or anything I learned from there.
Yeah. So your experience of learning to read, how was that?
It wasn't sort of at a school level. It wasn't sort of taught to me by a teacher. I had to be taught by myself. I had to sort of read texts and read books and continue to go over until I became familiar with terms and began to recognise the words.
How old were you when you managed to do that?
I was probably about 15, I think.
So you managed to get through school up to the age of 15 with virtually no reading?
Yes.
That says something about the school system, doesn't it?
It does, definitely
yeah.
does.
Yeah, and you would have actually liked to have been held back rather than pushed up, is that right?
I would have, because it would have made an issue more visible, where in fact, especially that my parents are migrants, they couldn't speak English. And going to school, I didn't speak English. I spoke Italian, although I was born here. So I learned to sort of speak English at school. So they weren't aware of the situation. And even when there was sort of a sort of roundabout test, because someone sent my brother, who's in a similar situation as me, to go to the kids' hospital to be assessed by a psychologist there. And I went along with him as well. And when he was being assessed, so that they sort of asked me questions as well. And they said that that we're sort of intellectually disabled. And I've got the report. I actually found it the other day. So I would have liked to actually be held back, because then my parents would have seen that there's something going on here, right? And maybe we need to do something to help him. Or maybe the school system could have incorporated something. But at those times, I do doubt it, because there wasn't any integration aids or anything like we have these days.
The period that you came through school, you would have been one of the few that actually got diagnosed as having anything.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah.
And there
but I wasn't really pinpointed, though.
No, because intellectual disability doesn't tell you what you can and can't do, does it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, so they contacted my principal, and the principal said that he's functionally illiterate and struggles very much with maths, and this was at year 11 level.
There wouldn't have been many resources either in the schools at that time.
No.
Even if they had diagnosed you to help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I suppose so. And I guess that sort of stops me from being frustrated or upset. In one way, I am upset because I went to the school to gain an education and I really didn't gain an education. But in the other way, I say, well, what could they do about it? They really couldn't do it, even if they had known.
So in terms of things you can or can't do, which things can't you do? What things did you find difficult at school?
Maths. To this day, I still can't do my times table.
So that's retaining the numbers in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
English. To this day, I can't spell. Yeah, maths and English.
Yeah,
the main two.
So short-term memory stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of short-term memory. Yeah. When it comes associated with maths and English, definitely.
And then decoding the symbols, the shapes. You struggle with that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right. So you realise that you're not learning how to do these things the same way as the other kids do. How did you do it in a way that worked for you?
Well, I really didn't do much in primary or high school, because I sort of just went with the flow, and I guess I wasn't sort of. I really didn't have to. Because I wasn't challenged in any way, because I was only either placed in corners or given easier assessments compared to what anyone else would have done. It was only until I entered TAFE or university level where I had to develop other strategies, or when I was doing carpentry that I had to use other strategies to sort of learn my way around it.
So what did you do to learn to read? You said you were about 15 when you started to learn to read. So you sat yourself down and...
I sat myself down and basically just read every single night for hours and hours and hours until I could actually understand the certain words, until I sort of, it's hard to explain, I guess, but not being able to spell, look, I could read really well when I was at age 18, and people wonder, well, why can't you spell if you can read really well? I said, I don't know. Yeah. It's sort of difficult. It's just continue to read, just repetition. It seems to me that I just learn by repetition, by doing the same thing over and over and over again.
The training your brain to recognize things that it doesn't do easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why would you work that hard to do a skill that's that difficult for you?
Because I've always wanted to be educated. I've always wanted to feel normal, I guess.
So as a kid, you didn't feel normal?
No.
So you got through year 12?
Yep.
What subjects did you do?
Well, I had to do English and maths because they were compulsory. I think I did communication studies and PE, and I can't remember the other ones which I did.
And if you turn up and you hand everything in, you get through?
Yep.
So you had a year 12. What did you do next?
Well, I really wanted to be educated. I really wanted to go in and increase my education, but